This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Jefferson County Sheriff is pushing to speed up response times for warrants connected to threats on social media. It comes after the shooting at Evergreen High School. The shooter posted anonymous threats 2 months earlier, which the FBI was investigating, but the warrants to learn his identity and his address took too long to process. Chef Reggie Marinelli says that information might have prevented the attack.
Had we had the process sped up and we actually were able to identify the shooter, could we have actually saved him from himself? But at this point in time, we weren't given that opportunity.
The sheriff says right now it can take more than 3 months to process the warrants needed to investigate online threats. You've heard about lots of disruptions because of the government shutdown, but not everything stopped. A new report shows the Interior Department keeps issuing oil and gas permits. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
The department has issued more than 600 permits for oil and gas drilling on public lands during the shutdown. The rate of permit approvals is now the highest it's been since May. Most of the permits were issued in New Mexico, but Colorado saw the highest number of new oil and gas leases on federal lands. Aaron Weiss works at the Center for Western Priorities, which issued the report. He criticized the Trump administration for issuing permits as other programs are shut down.
They can't even find money to literally feed children, but they're finding enough money to keep these oil and gas permits flowing.
The Interior Department said in a statement that essential staff are continuing to issue permits to, quote, address the national energy emergency. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Public health officials and doctors advise that now, ahead of the holidays, is a good time to get vaccinated against the flu and COVID-19. This is CPR News and KRCC.